We are joined with Kelvin Tkarchuk, the Director of Marketing with the Yorkton Terriers. Good morning, Kelvin.
Hey, Danny.
Now, big weekend for the Yorkton Terriers, wrapping up the season.
Yeah, huge weekend. We got a home and home with the Melville Millionaires, which is always nice, that Highway 10 battle. So, yeah, now we're looking forward to a great way to end the season.
Now, the final game of the season coming up, the home game is tomorrow, and you guys have a lot planned for the day.
Yeah, 2 p.m. Again, 2 p.m.
Yeah, don't show up at 7.
No, if you do, I'll probably still be there, but it might just be you and me hanging out. But yeah, 2 p.m. is when it starts, and again, we've got a $5,000 50-50 guaranteed as well. The shoot for more has been phenomenal all season long. Unfortunately, no one got all 10 shots in at one time, so we are going to be getting 10 people to take a shot from center ice for a chance at $1,240 in Save On Foods gift cards, which is absolutely amazing. And how that's going to work, actually, Danny, is I'm printing off 200 programs, and 10 of those programs are going to have a picture of Tyson Perkins saying, "Congrats, you are one of 10 shooters." So
nice.
To get in, buy a program, same as all season, but just luck of the draw, basically, is how it's going to work. And then, of course, I've got over $1,000 in giveaways going out throughout the entire game. Everything that's in our prize bin right now has been pulled out. We've got $150 in gift certificates from Sharps Automotive. I've got, more stuff from Jump.ca, so the Google Nest Minis. We're going to be doing both a puck, chuck-a-puck and frisbee toss at the same time during the second period, because why not? And then, so we got prizes for that and a ton of stuff. It's going to be a great time.
So, just encouraging everyone to come out and finish strong, right? A full rink would be really nice to see after you guys had a very successful season ticket blitz for next year. Pack the place. Have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's been, you know, the response from the community since end of January has been so phenomenal. The faith and love from the community has been just great, and we're looking forward to closing out the season with two wins against Melville, taking that Parks Cup, and that's the best way we can end our season since that word isn't available to us this year. But you know, it's been great. And again, as I say, we've only scratched the surface of what we're moving into. So come out, support the team, and we're going to show you what we've got going into next season.
And also a wonderful fundraiser coming up in April, Saturday, April 20th. You guys have quite the night.
Oh, yes. Nicole Campbell, Grant Ottenbright, Curtis Malish, I believe it's Brittany Stringfellow, and from Yorkton Hyundai,
Kimberly Hamilton.
Yeah. So Kim Hamilton, like that group has put together one heck of an evening. Like, this is a group of people that have been working their tails off. They've sold 300 tickets so far. There are 500 printed. So if you want to get a hold of any one of those wonderful people, check it out on Facebook. I'm looking forward to getting a printout of all the prizes. We just had a board meeting not that long ago, and Pat Koski and Grant Ottenbright were telling us about some of the great prizes they have. It's phenomenal.
Well, and with the Celebrity Sports Dinner, you have some pretty awesome names coming there. Local guy, NHL player, Jeff Odgers, Matt Murray, and Terry Ryan, who may be known from his Shorzy days, but yep. quite the characters,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be an amazing mix of comedy, entertainment. It's going to be like a question period type thing, so you get to have some fun, interact with the speakers. But most importantly, it's just going to be a great night to get together with a lot of people and have a lot of fun.
All right, so to get tickets to the game tomorrow night, come on out. Tickets for Celebrity Sports Dinner. You can grab those probably tomorrow with the game as well, I would imagine.
I would hope so, yeah. No, we're going to have a busy night or busy afternoon tomorrow. So, yeah, and if you have any questions at all, by all means. I normally, you know what, it doesn't matter. Call me. I will be more than happy to answer. 306-621-6119.